from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis, echoing the warnings from President Trump, says North Korea can expect a massive military response if it threatens the U.S., Guam, or American allies. North Korea prompted the reaction after conducting its sixth nuclear test, this time using what Pyongyang described as a hydrogen bomb. We asked security expert Jamil Jaffer whether it actually could have been a hydrogen device.
Either way, it's a very big deal. Obviously, it's a sixth nuclear test, the second in about a year, and, you know, concerning because of the size of the weapon. If it is a hydrogen bomb, that represents a significant change in North Korean capability because it shows their ability to do a two-stage nuclear weapon. Essentially means you can get a lot more explosive power out of the same size weapon.
South Korea is conducting military drills in response, and the UN Security Council has called an emergency session. Several hundred Muslim women demonstrated outside Myanmar's embassy in the Indonesian capital today in a third day of protests calling for the government to take a tougher stand against persecution of Myanmar's Rohingya Muslim minority. The violence in Myanmar and an exodus of tens of thousands of Rohingya from Rakhine State into Bangladesh began after insurgents attacked Myanmar police and government troops attacked Rohingya villages. Kenya's opposition leader Raila Odinga says his coalition would not share power 2 days after the Supreme Court annulled the presidential election, citing irregularities. Incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta, who won last month's polling over Odinga, also says his party will not share power. Kenya's constitution says fresh elections must be held within 60 days. This is VOA News. An Iranian appeals court has upheld 10-year jail terms against a U.S. citizen, two Iranian Americans, and a U.S. resident from Lebanon who earlier had been convicted on spying charges. Indiana University analyst Hussein Banai sees this as a victory for hardliners in Iran who have a twofold purpose.
Leverage their differences with the United States, especially as Washington ratchets up its talk against the terms of the nuclear deals or Iran's violations of the terms of the nuclear deals. This is one way to put more bargaining chips on the table by the hardline judiciary.
And Banai said it's designed to keep the government of President Hassan Rouhani and its relations with the West in check. The U.S. has called on Iran to release all Americans and other foreigners detained or on fabricated national security charges. Sunday, a day of prayer in the U.S. state of Texas following the devastation wrought by Hurricane Harvey, which came ashore August 25th, leaving more than 40 dead, tens of thousands homeless. Congress considering initial funding of nearly $8 billion for relief. But Texas Governor Greg Abbott said the price tag will likely exceed that of another powerful storm, Hurricane Katrina, in 2005.
Katrina cost, if I recall, more than $120 billion. When you look at the number of homes and businesses affected by this, I think this will cost well over $120 billion, probably $150 to $180 billion.
Flooding remains a big problem there, rivers right at high levels. Climate change dominating discussions with the leaders of the Pacific nations, holding their annual meeting in the Samoan capital, 18-member Pacific Island Forum, including countries such as Kiribati and Tuvalu, which are only meters above sea level and risk being swamped by rising oceans. A young Scottish entrepreneur who built a mini-satellite in his bedroom in Scotland is now working with the European Space Agency to send the device into orbit. Tom Walkinshaw's satellite is expected to offer faster and more accurate tracking of airplanes, ships, and weather monitoring.
Recently, through miniaturization of electronics and standardization, the doors have opened up for a lot more people to try and build things and build individual satellites and eventually constellations, so like fleets of satellites.
The 27-year-old inventor is hoping his invention will eventually be one of the thousands of satellites circling the Earth, tracking transport systems and giving constant updates. European Space Agency says Walkinshaw's invention fits the role of taking on new and innovative concepts and technologies which have the capability of being built into long-term businesses. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.